It's here now at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia, and now that Hillary Clinton is the first woman ever nominated to be the presidential candidate from a major party, we wondered what hopes people have if she wins the election and how her administration might be different from President Obama's. So we sent Here Now's Alex Ashlock out to ask.
She certainly has more experience. She seems to be a very pragmatic, grounded person. So if she is elected, absolutely, you could see that she might take the baton from President Obama and lead the way. I think she has some different initiatives and some same initiatives, in that regard.
I think we need to improve the healthcare system even more. I think we need to make it more readily available for everybody. Obviously, I'd like to see a single-payer healthcare system. I don't know if that's going to be possible. And in terms of international relations, wouldn't it be nice if we were not at war anywhere anymore? So I'd like to see that happen as well.
Any thoughts?
I would really agree with the healthcare system. I would like to see more progress in that area, and I would like to see the Supreme Court get finished, a nominee confirmed, and I would really like more gun control.
They talked a lot last night about her work overseas to support women and girls and survivors of trafficking, and really just the way that she lifted up a lot of those public issues. And so I would like to see a continuation of that, supporting women and girls globally as well as here in the States. And here especially, I have a concern for paid leave, paid maternity, paid paternity leave, paid family leave. I think that's such a critical issue for so many of our working families here in the U.S., and I would love to see that happen in the next administration.
I'm not as much as concerned with the politics. I'm more concerned of just seeing at least another 4 years of diversity, fresh thinking, and people thinking outside the box, keeping the great things that is about our country, and expanding more on how good this country could really be.
Curtis Tate, Ramana Yakiyama, Amanda Atkinson, Karen Smith, and Grace Sharoni speaking to Here Now's Alex Ashlock in downtown Philly this morning. Well, inside the Wells Fargo Center tonight, President Obama, Vice President Biden, and Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, Hillary Clinton's running mate, will speak. So what is the view from the party about how it's going so far and what the Democrats need to do going ahead? Illinois Congresswoman Jen Schakowsky, first elected to Congress when Bill Clinton was president, joins us now. Welcome, Congresswoman.
Oh, it's a thrill to be with you. Thank you.
And how do you feel it's going so far? Big bump on Monday.
Michelle Obama was extraordinary on Monday, I thought, in particular, although Bernie Sanders was great. What I loved about Bernie was not only that he was clearly saying, I'm supporting Hillary Clinton, but he was also saying, and do not not vote. You need to come out to vote, because turnout is going to be the answer to our victory.
Well, it's so funny you mentioned Michelle Obama. You were thinking of bump as in a good thing. I was thinking of bump as in bump in the road with the email scandal.
Oh, I was thinking bump.
I know.
Thinking good.
I was thinking pitfall, perhaps I should have said. It feels like a long time ago, but we're hearing people like Donna Brazile, who's the temporary head of the DNC, saying there may be more emails. Do you think that the Democrats have been able to put that scandal behind them, the fact that the DNC was shown to be supporting Clinton over Sanders?
You know what? I think that there may be some backlash because of the Russians having leaked this or gotten this, hacked this.
The Washington Post is reporting that the Russians, the FBI had gone to the White House, the FBI headed by a Republican, had gone to the White House even before this and gone to the party to say the Russians are hacking the DNC.
Right. And so I think it is clearly an effort on their part. I mean, Vladimir Putin, I think his endorsement for president would be Donald Trump. They're really good pals, it seems, that Trump really admires Putin and the kind of strong man that he is. So I'm not sure that that'll be a big thing. I really do think that Michelle Obama and her amazing talk from a personal mom level about the bully and the name caller that Donald Trump is, I think will actually resonate with a lot of women, and then, of course, Hillary Clinton being a woman. So I think she did us a lot of good on Monday.
Well, and go through the rest of the week so far. I mean, we're just at Wednesday, but yesterday you and other female representatives joined a House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi on the stage to highlight issues like equal pay for women, affordable health care, women's reproductive rights. You're the first elected to Congress in 19. You were first elected to Congress in 1998, as we said, during Clinton's second term, at a time when just 12% of Congress was women, and now it's 20%.
Yeah, well, it's still a little low. We're Democratic women, 65% of the 435 altogether, 108 women in the House. So we do need more, but we are certainly making progress. And the number of candidates that the Democrats have that are women will really expand our numbers. I think this could be another year of the woman, certainly at the top of the ticket. That'll help.
Obviously, people on the other side think it will be the year of the woman, but the woman is Ivanka Trump. as you know, she got up to talk about women's rights at work, other things that resonate with women. Donald Trump, has been in support of the good things that Planned Parenthood does, is what he's said. And that was...
Who knows what he believes? And certainly his platform is just horrible and much more reflective of Mike Pence, his
VP.
Running mate as vice president, who is the most extreme of all the governors, one of the most extreme members of Congress when he was there, beginning the fight with Planned Parenthood in 2007 to try and defund them. And that's the kind of policy that's reflected in the platform and that their base wants to hear about.
Look, last night we heard from people. He told incredible stories about how Hillary Clinton has supported them for decades through terrible trials, like 9/11, for instance. We saw a parade of people from law enforcement and people who were injured on 9/11 talking. I mean, just incredible stories about how she'd stuck with them. But you know, polls show that she's one of the most disliked candidates, along with Donald Trump, ever. And also there's a perception, huge perception, that she is not trustworthy. He uses the word she's a crook. What do the Democrats do about that?
Well, first of all, this has been a 30-plus year campaign against Hillary Clinton, who has always bounced back and done what needed to be done to make sure that we get health care for children. I mean, all of these things were enumerated. But the personal kindness and friendships, I think, was really a good positive. Because if you ask people, what is it about Hillary Clinton that you don't like or don't trust? Well, it's very vague. Whereas Donald Trump, who gets on the stage, wants to be president of the United States and demeans Mexicans and immigrants and Muslims and people with disabilities, there's no hiding that. This is a bully. And that's what Michelle was talking about. Do we want this person as a role model? Extract all issues. And say, is this the kind of person that we want to lead our country and the world?
But I have to say that there are some people who can give you a list. I mean, they point to the DNC scandal that we just saw, and they draw that back to her own email problem with the servers and her spanking by the FBI chief, who said that she was careless with emails. They take it back to investigations when Bill Clinton was president. They take it back to rumors about whether or not she had something to do with Vince Foster, a former friend's suicide. There is this feeling that it feels like it needs to be overcome.
And that's why starting Friday, when we leave here, it's going to be about not only getting the message out, but getting our people out to vote. I think there are enough people to elect Hillary Clinton who believe that she will be a great president if we get them registered and get them out.
Yeah, and some minds may not be changed. We only got about a minute here, Congresswoman, but she's perceived as a hawk. That may be good in these serious times, but there are some who still resent that she voted for the Iraq War, which she's apologized for. How would you characterize her on foreign affairs?
Experienced. I mean, she knows every single leader of the world. Donald Trump has zero experience. Let's remember, this is a choice between two people. Donald Trump said he's not sure about NATO. Maybe we shouldn't be supporting NATO. Are you kidding me? Hillary Clinton's the one.
Illinois Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, feel your party's doing pretty good this week?
I think we're going to have a great bump, a positive bump this week.
Not a bump in the road, a good bump.
Not a bump in the road.
Congresswoman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Here and Now.